News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Good morning, Friday morning, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock at FM Talk 106.5. Dan and Dalton, and this heat advisory is certainly going to be in effect next couple of days, maybe Sunday too, before things shift up, showers come in, and we're not as hot on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But the weekend looks like it's going to be really hot. We haven't had Dr. Bill use that sort of tone or those words yet this summer, but here we go. Be careful.
Hot enough that the semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale took a hit because of the heat, and that rarely happens. Are the high schoolers, are they already out there? Pads on? I don't know.
Oh, boy. You know what? I saw some kids at St. Paul's. It looked like it was kind of like working out on their own a little bit. A lot of those things now. These kids do stuff all year, 7-on-7 through the summer. And a lot of the practices, too, Dalton, won't be all pads. It'll be more
shells
like T-shirts with your helmet on. But at some point, they're going to go all pads, and that is a time when these coaches and their physical staffs, I guess you say, you know, they've got to be really careful about making sure these kids are hydrated. I don't know how you keep an eye on 70, 80, 90 kids at a time.
No, you just got to spray water on them the entire practice, basically. But it's going to be hot this weekend, so that's a fact. And we've got a lot to get to this morning. I said it earlier, but you crack open the old internet browser or turn on the TV, and again, you know, well over a year since the pandemic began, you know, we're going on over a year and a half, and COVID is like the only thing that's up there right now. It's all that anyone's talking about.
I think people are kind of, well, you have the you know, the people got vaccinated and the people who have not been vaccinated, so you've got that little war going on, if you want. You know, in some cases it gets to be that way. There's finger pointing, again, my point is, I've been vaccinated. I wanted to be vaccinated. I wanted to feel safer out there, and I kind of do, but I'm sorry that we're not further along in the process here too, because this Delta variant, which after a while all the news started sounding the same, like, yeah, we'll see, whatever, Delta variant, Delta, they were talking about it in June, Delta variant, look out, it's like, whatever. And well, that one was actually, it looks like it's infecting a lot of people now. Where are we with deaths with the Delta variant?
I
don't see headlines with a lot of deaths.
No, it's mostly about cases, and
but I wouldn't want to have it. I wouldn't want to be in the hospital. That's some serious stuff. If you get it, and I'm vaccinated, if I get it, probably, you know, fingers crossed, I won't be suffering too much with it. But if you're unvaccinated, it looks like you said, you saw a headline that said, if you're not vaccinated, you're probably going to get this. This thing's running around. And if you do get it, I just hope and pray that you're not going to have to, you know, a real serious bout with it. Because people talk about the deaths, but how about just the illness itself? If it really takes you a shot and really wears on you, that could be 2 weeks that you wish had never happened in your life.
Oh, yeah. There's a large number of people who had a rough 2 weeks. My dad had it. Didn't go to the hospital or anything, but he had that nasty cough for like 3 or 4 months. And I think it even shows up every now and then still. The two big questions right now, it seems, are the vaccinated people. How many of them are catching these breakthrough cases, and how bad is it? Right now, the answer appears to be a whole bunch of vaccinated people are still catching the Delta variant, and at the same time, it's way less severe for those that are vaccinated.
But aren't we seeing some numbers that it's like 5% of people catching the Delta variant are people who were vaccinated?
Well,
95% are actually those who are unvaccinated?
Those are the people that are going into the hospitals with it.
Okay.
But the question of whether, you know, regarding the masks, that's why the CDC said to mask up, because vaccinated people are still passing along the virus. And there was actually a study, and I need to find it. Let's see. I think it was in Houston, and they found closer to, let's see, the CDC said on May 1st they would stop tracking mild and moderate breakthrough cases and only focus on hospitalizations and deaths. As of July 19th, they said they had seen 5,914 breakthrough cases that resulted in hospitalizations and 1,141 deaths, but they said for the most part, those are from people with severe immunity the immunity immune response just isn't up to snuff in the people that have caught it. One person said he estimated that one doctor at Houston Methodist said he estimates 20% of the COVID patients were fully vaccinated before becoming
20%.
Infected. So he said 20%.
Wow.
But the other big question here is with the CDC saying, you know, they're recommending masks again, and Biden, you know, we've seen him really go after folks over this last week. You have congressmen like Dan Crenshaw and scientists who are saying, okay, you're levying these they haven't called them, I guess, mandates, but mm-hmm. the CDC is recommending. But we've seen that act quickly. Now Baldwin County schools are requiring masks for second grade and up until September 10th. So the CDC does have a say in public policy. And Dan Crenshaw and others are saying, where's your data that mm-hmm. shows that vaccinated people are passing this along? Because for forever there, you said, if you want things to get back to normal, get vaccinated. Well, now you're telling vaccinated people they have to wear masks?
Well, you know what masks were all about, like in Japan and China. I had a brother who traveled internationally a lot, and he saw people with masks on. This is way before COVID, okay? And his envoy over there that was with him, his business partner from that country, said the reason they're wearing a mask is because they're sick and they don't want to pass it along to you. Mm-hmm. So that's the idea of the mask is not to be courteous
right.
to other people. So that's what masks were originally used for, not for healthy people to wear masks, but for those who are sick.
Yeah.
Now the masks, of course, have taken on this keep COVID away.
Right, yeah. And, you know, they stopped the big droplets from sneezes and spitting and stuff like that, but, the, you know, the airborne portion of the virus is still up in the air.
Want to go to John?
Yeah, let's go to John.
John's in Summerdale. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing today?
Hey, doing all right.
Well, I got some vaccination stories to tell you.
All right.
Me and my wife, we've been putting it off. She had COVID last November, did fine through it. I had to stay home from work a few weeks so she tested negative. So, and I stayed with her the whole time, never caught it, never had any symptoms or nothing, still hadn't ever had any symptoms of anything. So I talked myself into getting the COVID shot. Well, I haven't, it's about right at the 21-day mark, I guess, for me to go get the second one if I decide to go get it.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing really happened to me on the shot was felt like a bat hit me on the side of the arm.
Really?
I heard that. Yeah. I was
sore for a few days.
I've heard of that.
Instantly?
I really didn't receive any other symptoms or nothing. But so I talked my wife into getting it last Friday. Was that a mistake?
Really?
Well, she took it on her off day. She took off Friday to go get it. She took off deathly sick Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Mm.
She didn't go to work Monday, so she has been back at work the last few days, but I feel sad that I even talked to her into getting the damn vaccination.
Yeah.
Just for the fact that she was more sick this go around that she took the vaccination than she was when she got diagnosed with COVID back during the holidays.
Mm.
John, and I had a similar situation.
Yeah. She's not a fan and favorite of going and getting that second round. And I don't think I am neither, be honest with you. So that's my story on the COVID. And I just, hey, the COVID's here to live, y'all. We're here with this COVID. So whatever happened to the flu? Nobody talks about the flu no more.
And,
same damn thing.
And
flu,
John,
COVID, it's all interacted. So
and John, I had it. Yeah.
Hope every one of y'all stay healthy. But, that's our experience on the COVID.
John, hang on one second.
I was just going to say, and thanks for the call, John, but I was just going to say I had a similar situation. I caught it in November. He said his wife had it in November. Is there something with people that have had the virus that get the vaccine that end up sick? I was just sick for about 12 hours afterwards, but I was just as sick as when I had the actual virus.
Yeah, that was a strange sickness you had, and when it disappeared, it disappeared
gone.
In a moment, right?
Quickly, a text, paramedic in Mobile here, all the hospitals are full. People need to stay away from the emergency rooms, go to urgent care or your private doctor. That's a paramedic texting us there.
Really?
Yeah, so he says hospitals are full. We'll get to more of these texts, and also got a couple voicemails we need to get to.
Yeah, that's from the app, of course. Please download the app just to search for FM Talk 106.5. No dots in there, and you'll find the app. FM Talk 106.5, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig at 8:22.
Yeah, and Mobile Mornings rolls on. We'll come to the phones and the voicemails and texts here in just a minute. First, though, we rarely do this in the morning, but I want to check in with our good friend Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Hey, Angelo, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing great. So, you know, we've talked a lot about the market this year. Stocks up and down, you know, you got inflation going on, all kinds of things regarding what's happened with the pandemic. Tell me, where do we stand right now with gold and silver? I know that's become more popular.
Well, gold and silver have become extremely popular during the last year, year and a half. As the pandemic has been going on, and as people are really starting to worry about their money, worry about their investments, we've had a lot of people taking some of their excess cash or taking a portion of their investments and moving that into precious metals. So as a result, we've seen a lot of people come in purchasing gold, purchasing silver. You know, at the start of all of this, silver was around $17 an ounce. Today, it's around $25 an ounce. So it's significantly up from where it was year and a half ago. But at the same time, just within the last few months, silver had hit $30 an ounce. So it's down from where it's been. It's up from where it was several years ago, but still a good option, good vehicle for people to put money into. We've been selling a lot of gold and silver bars, $20 gold pieces. Our inventory is about the strongest we have ever had it.
Hmm. And, you know, if someone's a novice, I'm sure you don't mind kind of running them through the ringer there if they were to show up. Let them know how they can collect.
No, we love talking to people about this. We want them to understand what they're getting into, what they're purchasing. And they can come in and learn from us right here. They can go on to the website, Two Guys and Some Change, and listen to some of our old podcasts. Of course, they can also listen to it every Tuesday night here from 6 to 7 right on 106.5. And maybe learn a little bit about coins, gold, and silver before you come into the shop.
Yeah, I learn every time I listen to that show. We appreciate your time this morning, Angelo, and tell folks how they can come find you.
Yeah, we're in Midtown at 2204 Government Street, open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Online, mobilebaycoins.com. You can also follow us via the podcast at twoguysandsomechange.com.
All right. Thank you, Angelo.
Have a good one, guys.
That's Angelo, Mobile Bay Coin and Fine Jewelry. And we got Ricky on the line. We'll see if we can get to Ricky this segment or not. But we got a lot of texts to get to, plus some voicemails I want to get to here in just a minute, Dan. Dan, texted right in. Said, how about if people didn't get the vaccine and get it, then that's just on them. And that's it. What if we just approached it that way? Would that be weird? That's kind of what I thought, you know, I guess foolishly, I thought that may be what would happen once the vaccine became available.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I should have known that the government would have pushed to make sure that everyone got vaccinated. But when people compare this vaccination to the vaccines that are required for most kids to go to school in the fall, those vaccines have been around for a long time. Maybe not the flu virus as much, but the flu vaccine, because they change those year to year.
Right.
And the efficacy on those is so low compared
but they're not, they're not mandated.
But they're not mandated. But you look at some of the others that are, and people are fine getting those vaccines or getting their children vaccinated with those, because those have been around for so long. There's been such a long study over the course of American history. You look at this vaccine, and regardless of what you think about it, everyone has to agree it's brand new.
Mm-hmm.
They developed it so quickly, even though they were working with that mRNA technology for a couple decades. This specific vaccine was developed so quickly that it makes sense that people wouldn't want to jump all in.
It also makes sense that a lot of people are saying it works.
It does. Yeah, that,
so you
that
got,
also makes
sense. You work. Know, you have a call, and the guy says, man, I don't know, we're going to go back and get the second shot because of the reaction my poor wife had. Yes, indeed, she did. I haven't, but you have more and more voices from the conservative side saying, please, Tommy Tuberville, Hannity, get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, there seemed to be a tipping point because of the new variant that was kind of running wild or is running wild. What was the report? Mobile hospitals are filled up?
Yeah, that was what we got a text from someone who said he's a paramedic. He said all the hospitals are full. People need to stay away from the emergency rooms. He said go to urgent cares or your private doctor, I guess, for testing. Josh said I had the Pfizer, both shots. Outside of the extra toe that grew on my right foot, all's been good.
Good, Josh.
Terry said the studies show that people who had COVID and get the vaccine do have a more severe immune response. That just from word of mouth and from my personal experience.
And that seemed to be his story. The fellow just called us before the break. Right.
Mr. Renfro says, blah, 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 dead horse. Give it up, please. Not sure what we're giving up. Just trying to figure this whole thing out. Yeah. Dan says the whole masking thing in Asia is part of their culture. It's about courtesy. They also have terrible immune systems because of this. He says partly due to their diet, but also because they're all wearing those masks. And that's what we saw with when kids went back to school. Some of these traditional, you know, winter viruses like the RSV and even the flu started to go around, not like it does normally, but RSV and your traditional cold hit people harder than it does year to year. And that's because, folks were locked up and their immune systems weren't working as hard as they normally do. This other texter, never in the history of our nation has anyone pushed so hard for people to get vaccinated to save them from a disease that doesn't even kill 1%. Did they do this for polio? Have they done this for AIDS? Do they do this for the flu vaccine? Y'all need to think about this. And here we go. Another doctor texting here. I am a naturopath doctor, and we've done studies with vaccinated people. Their blood platelets have become, let's see. Okay, so this person says they're a doctor, and then they go on to say that the people that are vaccinated, that they are having blood clot and heart attack issues, they said, because of their blood. The blood is sticking together. Furthermore, this is not a vaccination. Put small amounts of the virus into your... I'd like to hear more from this person and where exactly your doctor. They said the China virus originally was not a virus, but a two-headed parasite. And this is why ivermectin kills it on the spot. You guys really need to do your research because you're spreading a lot of misinformation, and there's no telling what this inoculation will do in the coming months and years to people.
343-0106, texter. You can also call. We can have that conversation on the air so we can make it a little more two-sided.
Yeah, for sure. I'd love to get back and forth on that. But, hey, we're an open forum here, trying to put everything out there and see what the truth is, you know, what we can come to.
Yeah, and I don't think we've got time for Ricky right now. Maybe after the break we'll went into that.
And then maybe we can lighten it up and talk about what washed up on the beach in Gulf Shores over this last week.
Is that really lighting it? that's I haven't seen the pictures yet of it. And Leanne has put it on her Facebook page, I guess.
Wait to be shocked.
I'll take a look at it. You can download the app, of course, anytime. And when you do that, you can be part of our talkback feature. We've got a couple of calls we're going to get to after the news here at the bottom of the hour. Just search FM Talk 106.5 in your Google Play Store or there. That's mine.
iTunes App Store.
iTunes App. Right. So on your iPhone, feel free to do that. Download the app. More and more you're doing that, you're going to get us streaming live. You're also going to get traffic updates, and you're going to get a lot of stuff that you can use anytime, any day. It's 8:30 now at FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwick, and the show is Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan. He's over there. I'm Dalton Orwig. I'm over here. And over there is Louie Arata. Time to talk with Louie at McConnell Automotive. Hey, Louie.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing all right. It's because it's not 115 degrees outside yet.
Not yet.
It will be.
Hey, just wait a minute. It'll be there.
It'll be there. And a hot weekend on tap. But at McConnell, you got that nice cold AC blowing.
That's right, man. We got it blowing here. And, you know, y'all can check out the website, McConnellAutomotive.com. It's a little too hot. Check out all the cars we got online. If you see something you like, we don't have enough pictures out there. If you want a video of it, just give us a call. We'll make the salesman walk out there and give you a video. And if you like it, we'll work the price right over the telephone, and hopefully we'll sell you a car.
Well, I know a lot of people trying to beat the heat might be getting out on the water, and I know you got some trucks that can tow some boats.
Oh, we've got some trucks. In fact, we just got another load of Yukons in. Unfortunately, I think there were four hit the ground, and three of them are sold.
Whoa.
And one, they're trying to get a hold of a guy to make sure he still wants it. But, you know, you need to, if you're looking for that new Yukon, AT4, Denali, anything, give us a call, 251-476-4141. We'll talk to the new car side. Ask for Robert. He's the new car manager. He can tell you what we got coming in that's not sold. Or go ahead and order one. I mean, you know, we can order them, and, you know, you'll have it in, you know, a couple of months.
All right, good stuff. Thanks for your time this morning, Louie.
Thank you. Come see us.
That's Louie Arata. You'll find him at McConnell Automotive on Dauphin Street, just east of I-65, and online, McConnellAutomotive.com.
836 FM Talk, 106.5. This is like we're at the rodeo and you're a little kid. You're bull riding again.
Yeah.
So Ricky's in the pen.
Yeah.
So you get to ride him. If you want me to hit that button,
yeah.
I'm going to take like a 5-minute vacation and it's all you.
I love talking to Ricky. Let's go ahead and get him on the line. Hey, Ricky.
Good morning, guys.
So Dan has stepped out of the room. What are we talking about this morning, Ricky?
Well, number one, the guy that made the mRNA medical device, everybody needs to quit calling it a vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It's a medical device. That alone is a criminal offense in my book for the media or the news or any politician to keep talking about a vaccine when it's not a vaccine.
It's a device.
And the man that made the mRNA medical device is telling you it's made out of graphene oxide. They didn't realize it was, and now they know it's a toxin, and it's killing people, and he's had his life threatened, Dr. David Malone, and been silenced on Twitter and everybody else, because the frontline doctors, like Dr. David E. Martin, had the proof that Fauci created SARS-2 in 2002, and they planned this 12 years ago for this outbreak and everything that's in it.
So the inventor of the mRNA doctor... the inventor of the mRNA medical device is now on the lam because he's spreading the truth that it's actually killing people.
Yeah, and they're trying to block him everywhere, and he's the one that made the thing. They took him off YouTube. He's recently got death threats because him and Dr. David E. Martin. Dr. David E. Martin has all the proof. He has where Fauci created SARS-2, created the whole flu season virus stuff for the vaccine, the whole ball of wax is a lie. They've been using it to make billions off of us. J&J just had to pull their sunscreen off the market the other day because it's causing cancer. They've been sued for all these companies have been sued for billions of dollars over the year. J&J, and I forget the other one, got sued for $54 billion for opioids because they got the whole world hooked on opioids.
Hey, Ricky, so settle this for me because you've said two different things. It's just a flu bug. But you've also said it's not real. So is this?
Oh, by the way,
COVID...
I had it. Me and my family had it, and we got through it.
Recently?
My whole family. Huh?
Because you quit texting us for a little while there. Really? I was wondering what was happening.
Well, I'm kind of waiting for people to wake up because there ain't nothing else I can say. If people got to wake up and realize it's not a vaccine, you need to quit calling it a vaccine. The media needs to quit supporting. Hey. You know, I know y'all just doing a narrative. That's why I get so mad about what's going on. But the news people, the news 3, 5, and 10 and 15 in the media work for are controlled by Big Pharma.
Yeah.
They control the media and they pay them to say whatever's coming down the pipe. They control the narrative.
My check landed yesterday, Dalton. How about you?
Yeah, well, I've been sitting on mine for a while.
Hey, Ricky, tell us about...
Well, I ain't talking about y'all. I mean, I don't know how it works, but y'all know the narrative is controlled, but it's just like... I mean, it's just like Facebook and Twitter and all that. That's all CIA. They act like it's Mark Zuckerberg and all them, but our government is unleashed a bioweapon on us, and it was Trump that did it with warp speed. I don't trust him either. I think he's in on it, too. Because we know the plan from Henry Kissinger, we have his plans. We have Dr. David E. Martin has the whole plan of the how they created SARS-2 and the vaccine outbreaks. What do you think? We've had all these movies and stuff about contagious and outbreaks. They've been preparing us mentally to take us down.
Hollywood's on our side now.
The Freemasonic world takedown of Lucifer's children of us, and they're going to kill us. And it's a spiritual warfare. It's between, you know, God and Satan, and we're in the middle. And we better wake up to what's really going on with God and the Lord coming, because that's what y'all really better fear is the wrath of God, because that's what's being poured out on us.
Ricky,
right now.
What happened with your? Tell us. You kind of glossed over the fact that you and your family all got COVID.
We all got COVID. It ain't COVID. It's a coronavirus.
When?
Okay. In the beginning with, like when I think Dalton got his. Whatever. I got mine before his, I think.
Hmm.
We went through that. Got our immune system done perfect, just like God designed it to.
You went and
we
got
just
tested.
Had the Delta, whatever that Delta variant is, which is just a coronavirus, just a bug just going around just like I have every year. It's no different. It seemed like it's a little stronger, but we got through it.
Yeah, well, you know, I think there is there's a happy medium that I can strike where I do agree with Ricky on some things.
Mm-hmm.
Rick, your immune system is awesome, brother. It's made by God to handle anything. We are a virus. We are nothing but mostly water, just like a pool. If you keep the water clean, you get a bug in there, you got to get it out. But God give us natural, like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and all that. If you had that to treat instead of just a medical device, which is just a kill shot. But if you had, they outlawed all that. They didn't want none of that to be used. And people were dying all over the place, and hospitals are not being allowed to use because Big Pharma controlling us to do what they want to do to us.
All right, Ricky, thank you for the call.
Yeah. Ricky, actually pretty good call.
No, not bad. I just wanted to get to John real quick.
Yeah,
we had
John.
Call, so John is on the line talking about the vaccine. Go ahead, John.
Hey, John.
I haven't gotten the vaccine yet. I haven't gotten COVID yet. If the administration would get serious about stopping Corona and close the border, then maybe I'd think a little more seriously about it.
Yeah.
Now, the border situation is really, really frustrating for sure.
Yeah, but it's just, I mean, it's by design. Biden and the communists want open borders. They're going to try to get the illegal immigrants to vote so the Democrats can stay in power forever. And I don't, until we realize who the Democrats really are, we have met the enemy, and the enemy is us.
John,
the Democrat, the left wing, I'm sorry, they're the enemy to me.
And I don't think you're alone in feeling that way, John. Your point is the exact point that needs to just continue to be made until they answer for it. And they're avoiding the answer. Why are you pushing Americans, legal Americans, to wear masks again and do this and do that? And you're being ridiculous to the people who've chosen not to get vaccinated, and at the same time are just letting people flow into the country unchecked completely. It doesn't square at all. Until they answer
Biden,
that, no one will trust
this administration
them.
Cares more about the illegal immigrants than American citizens. And, you can say that's harsh to say that. Actions speak louder than words.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good.
It's a mess at the border, and John is talking about it being pretty much a Democratic plot, to get more people in that they can vote for the Democrats and keep them in power. But we've got the midterms on the way very soon,
and
a lot can happen there. And there's not going to be a bunch of illegal immigrants who are 13 years old voting in that.
Right. Well, as far as we know.
But
that's another theory being pushed out there. Why in going back to the mandates now? Why telling people that they need to kind of go back to the way we were at the beginning of the pandemic? And people are pointing out, got midterms on the way. If things were, the way they were pre-pandemic, a lot of states would be going back to the way they voted pre-pandemic. And the theory by some is that this is a push to keep those same voting rules that were used in the 2020
elections. We can talk about that, but we also have to talk about the fact that hospitals are full.
Yep.
So I'm not saying I'm for the CDC doing what they're doing right now. We'd like to see some data so we have an idea why they're doing what they're doing. But the virus is out there. You can think it's nothing, or you can think if I catch it, I might be in trouble. And we'll see. If you haven't gotten it, maybe this is the round where you're going to get it. I just wish you well. Dan Brennan, real quick, for the sports team at AOC, Alabama Orthopedic Clinic. Not the other one. Alabama Orthopedic Clinic, they've got a sports team, and they're committed to a team approach to get you back into the game. So if you want to expedite an appointment or to inquire about sports medicine coverage at an event where you are, they'll be happy to help you out. Dr. Patton and Dr. Roca, a superior orthopedic team. Find out more at the Alabama Orthopedic Sports Medicine Team. That's simply call 251-380-SPRT. That's 380-SPRT. Morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5. Big news for you. Mobile County's now got this brand-new messaging alert system. You can sign up and get those alerts easy. Just text Mobile Alert, one word, to 226-787. It was a purchase of the Mobile County Communications District 911 Board. And once you've got it, in your area, okay, it works geographically. So where you are, you're going to get alerts about all kinds of stuff. weather updates, road closures, extreme traffic backups, things like that. You can also create your own personal profile. It can contain emergency alerts and health and medical information. You're not going to get spam. Don't worry about that. No spam or political ads or any even advertisements at all. It's all going to be the information you're looking for. Brand new Mobile County Messaging Alert System. Text Mobile Alert to 226-787 and download it today in Dalton Booth. And I have both done that.
Yes, we have. 852, let's go to the phone lines and then the texts. Brenda, is that who we have on the line? Good morning, Brenda.
Hey, Brenda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was calling because I've been listening to the show for, a few years now. And I was noticing this morning listening, it sounds like Dan is kind of canceling everyone that's not pro by our vaccine.
Canceling? How about canceling
anyone? Like the conversation. You want to get off the phone with the guy that's not pro-vaccine.
No.
You're wanting to
listen to me.
Cancel Dalton's conversation that was talking about the discussion of why someone wouldn't want to
I wouldn't say that's a cancelization. I'm not canceling anybody. I'm just giving an opinion. Is that okay?
Well, no. I mean, I'm not saying that you're not giving an opinion, but you're not allowing the other person to express their opinion as easily as you are expressing yours.
Well, maybe they can't.
Well, they could. Dalton was even having a discussion about the reasons why someone might not want to, the considerations of this not having been a tested vaccination.
We've talked about
the regular format and stuff, about the years in the past, about how long these different vaccinations have been around, about the different types of diseases, and you cut him off.
Mm. No, we were going into a break. Brenda?
No, you weren't going into a break right then.
We were. We were going into a break.
Okay. I'm on Brenda's side. I don't think we were going.
We were going into a break, and I wanted to make a point before the break, but so here's the thing.
Well, he was making a point, and he was making a very valid point, which is a lot of the reason, I think, a lot of people, such as myself, are not getting the vaccine.
So you're not going to get it?
No, I have no plans of getting the vaccine.
Okay.
I've never even had the flu. I have a very healthy immune system. And if I do get the vaccine, I believe I'll survive it, just like the majority of people who get it.
They do.
So not just majority, extreme majority.
But I'll tell you, I see these stories of people very, very sick.
I see the stories that people say to people to bring it up, to make it an emotional. My son, just the other day, had one of his friends who's had a friend or a father that worked at a hospital talking about how he had intubated so many people their age. Well, I would like the statistical numbers from his father. I'm also a medical provider, and I don't believe that he was being completely honest with his numbers. I know the ability of a medical provider to exaggerate a situation every time we make runs, every time that we, are out there providing service. The conversations between providers are exaggerated. I've been on the same call, the same situation as others and stuff, and heard their story versus what actually happened. An emotional play is not what this should be about. It should be about science, and the science needs to be true, and it is not true out there.
You make a good point.
The fact that your commercials right now are running a commercial that is still saying, mask off, just get your vaccine. But yet, right now, the CDC is putting out something saying, mask on.
That's funny, because Dalton and I were talking about that commercial, which is not something that we can cancel or keep on, or that's would have to do with the back of the room here. But you make a good point. Maybe I should be a little more courteous conversationally. I'm not canceling anybody. In that particular case, I was trying to make a point before we went to commercial break, but I will definitely think about what you had to say.
Hey, all right.
Brenda, thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Can't you fight your own fights, Dalton? You got the ladies calling in now crying for you?
I think Brenda, caller of the week.
She was great.
Yeah.
Now, she was good.
She was good. I have to stand up for you here and say I've never seen Dan cancel anybody, but...
Cancel, that's a popular word, cancel, but that's not what I was doing.
You know, if everybody wasn't such snowflakes, Dan...
And if my opinion is not exactly yours, then you're going to see it that way. Like, oh, man, I'm just trying to be... Look, I don't care if you get the vaccine or not. I chose to get it. A lot of people are choosing to get it. A lot more people are choosing to get it here lately because they're a little scared of what this variant's doing. You'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. But I'm just telling you right now, I chose to get it, and I'll take my chances with it. You're going to take your chances without it. I wish you luck.
You're going to regret when the 5G is turned on, according to Ricky.
No doubt.
Your body will explode.
I know.
So
it's a death shot.
We'll see what happens. Hey, we have to get to this really quickly.
Okay.
What washed up in Orange Beach?
Oh, yeah.
Or was it Gulf Shores? You know, whichever beach it washed up on. Somebody somewhere thinks it could have been a whale tongue. Now, this is on our Facebook page and my, I'm going to retweet it. It'll be on my Twitter page. And people are sending us pictures so that you could see it, Dan.
I saw it. It's disgusting.
And after we did this story earlier, whether it's a whale tongue or a whale something else,
yeah.
Or what Dolphin Island Sea Lab thought it may have been, a shark liver, Belle Cadeau. You might remember Belle from programming in the past year. She actually left us a message. Let's see what Belle thought it might have been.
Good morning, lovies. This is Belle. I don't know if my first message went through, and I'm just learning this new app thingy. I wanted to let you know that I was at the beach when that thing came forth. It was frightening. I don't know what it was. But if it's that way, if it stays that way for longer than 4 hours, we need to call the National Guard. I'm just saying. Ta-ta, dolls.
Oh, I haven't heard from her in a long time.
Get in touch with your medical professional if it stays that way for more than 4 hours.
So we've seen the red flags go up, double red flags.
Where do you fly when this thing's there?
Well, yeah, you know, purple is for marine life, but... I don't know. This may be a double purple when one of these things washes up on the beach. Or?
I it's kind of curious that there's two guesses out there as to what it is. Both of them are attached to whales, one in its mouth and one not.
One not
but
in its mouth, yeah.
How would it become disconnected from the whale? Who had it out with the whale out at sea?
Is this like a whale bobbit situation, or
that's what some are saying?
Hmm.
But where's the Mrs. Whale who got so infuriated with Mr. Moby?
It's a great question. Maybe a VH1 Behind the Music needed to figure out exactly where this appendage came from.
It's just funny that those are the guesses. It could be anything. I think I know what it is.
Really? Why don't you leave us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. What exactly, what body part is that washed up on the beach? We'd love to hear from you.
Is it a body part at all? You could guess something else. It's 8:59, Jeff Poore on the way.
Yeah, Congressman Barry Moore in the first hour, and host of guests after that.
FM Talk 1065.